Root Insurance puts you in control. Root is a new type of car insurance that uses the sensors in your smartphone to look deeper than other insurers. Here's how it works. Download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, like turning and braking, and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, meaning good drivers could save hundreds. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Your Elite.
Is it? Got it right. Hey, y'all. This is episode 63.
Yeah.
So you want a code?
Part 2, bitch. Woo!
We have a special guest with us today.
Excuse me.
Drew is present for this episode. So we are going to, we're gonna spell things randomly during this episode.
Yes.
If we feel the need to, curse. Yes. It may be spelled improperly. That's okay. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
So
yeah,
I'm Mikey.
Yeah. I'm Randy.
And this is part two. If you are wondering why there's a little bit of excitement on the front end of this, go back and listen to part one,
which was episode 50 something.
54, I think.
Yeah.
I literally have right here. It's 55. Because at the end of episode 55, I said you guys would get a part two when I found a job.
Yep.
And yeah, that happened. So yeah. Before we get started and get into this episode, if you enjoyed our indie episodes, which we've been getting really great feedback about.
Thank you.
Which we really appreciate. Let us know. Submit any questions because, again, we need them and we want to answer them.
We do.
I would like to put a voicemail on one of mine. So, you know, call.
Do a voicemail. Yeah.
And do stuff. We'll give you that number at the end. But again, be sure to check out our website at www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Change is coming soon. We are still available on everything that you listen to podcasts
iTunes,
on.
Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts.
Until one of them come by us.
And more.
And anyone listening, we are open
to being bought.
Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, what are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_The Chapman.
Again, leave that voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Again, that's 770-750-4098. And before we get into listener feedback, babe, I really want to give a shout out to Alicia of the OD podcast because
yes,
I know you told us to leave you alone, but I just can't. Y'all, she got us a hard drive. And therefore, we have content. We can still record on Audacity, our platform of recording. Because we have space.
See, here's why this is a big deal. We are a smaller podcast.
Yeah.
And as a smaller podcast, you have to build with people. OD Podcast was started by someone who I used to work with who...
I was moving the bag while you were talking.
She has been a great help, a great source of...
Just community.
Yeah, like,
they
just,
do fun stuff.
Nice.
They go to conferences and shit, conventions. I mean,
she's going to be the reason we get out the house.
Right. She had like, they had something when I was pregnant and we didn't go because we thought Drew would come and Drew was late. Anyway.
But we record this podcast on our own shit. Yeah. SHIT. And our SHIT was running out of space.
Yeah.
And she
heard the episode.
Literally heard the episode and said, all right, well, here's a hard drive because.
Same day.
Because we know y'all broke NIGGAs can't afford it. And we was like, thank you.
It's just great. She's just great. The podcast is great. I told Mac I love it because it has nothing to do with relationships, or they talk about relationships, but they're not married. It's not a marriage podcast. Mm-hmm. It's not like, it's just a break that I be needing.
I get it.
And I like their podcast. But yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Because I moved the bulk of our episodes, except like the last two, and we still have like 900 million gigabytes left over there. So thank you. All right.
So, we have some listener feedback. We got an email and a voicemail.
Yeah.
What are we going with first?
So, we have an email from Aliyah and...
And it's spelled properly.
Yeah. So, she actually... So, it's a two-part email. I'm only going to read half of it now.
Okay.
The other half I'm using for my love story.
Okay. Way to cheat.
Thank you. So, and I got a love story. We both did in our Instagram page. I did not forget you. I just really, really wanted to read this one. Too. I was like, well, I'm going to just move my love stories around.
Got you.
This email came unexpectedly.
Okay.
All right. So her email says, hey, y'all. Y'all can say my name and everything in this email if you want. So my name is Aliyah. Most people pronounce it Aliyah, but I've been raised to pronounce it Aliyah.
And it's spelled properly.
Yes. So we're going to We're going to say Aaliyah because that is what you've been raised to pronounce it as. Anyway, I listen to y'all almost every morning on my way to class, which is an hour drive. I absolutely love y'all. I apologize in advance for this long-ass email. Brandy, you are such a phenomenal woman. I truly admire you and all that you are. The vulnerability episode resonated with me on such a deep level, and I felt seen and exposed. She did the upside-down emoji. Mm. I could never put how I felt into words, and you did it so effortlessly. Or at least it seems effortless. So, I thank you for helping me feel seen and be heard. One of these days, I'll let my husband hear their episode. He knows I listen to y'all religiously. Mikey, you are an amazing man. I want to tell you that you are a great father and a great husband to Randy. I don't live with y'all, so I don't see what goes on behind closed doors.
Nothing.
But I feel the love you have for your girls. I know they feel that too. You are doing great, and I wish you'd be more gentle with yourself because of
that. Did she actually write that, or you put that in there?
She wrote it and underlined it and bolded it. My husband and y'all, and you have similar characteristics. He's hard on himself as well, for different reasons, of course. But nonetheless, y'all don't need that. Be gentle with yourself. Imagine that as a stern look. She did the emoji with the raised eyebrow.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I just want to hug y'all. Y'all deserve hugs. And that's where I'm going to stop because the love story is next. So, and I'll finish it there.
Well, thank you, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a beautiful email. I need to respond back to you, but hopefully you'll have that response before you hear this episode.
Got you. And I don't even want to front with you. Like, I heard everything you said, but no.
You're stupid.
Ain't no being kind to myself. Gentle. Well, I'm working on that. No bullshit. I am. No BS.
You are.
I am working on that, Aaliyah. And I don't know. Enough strangers tell you
to do something.
It kind of just makes sense. So
right.
I hear you. I heard you. I will work on it.
And I really appreciate your feedback because, as y'all know, the episode was rough for me, but necessary. And I'm really happy that I didn't receive any hate mail.
Which episode?
Vulnerability fell.
Oh, no. Can't
you know,
hate
I was
you.
Stressed about that. I was like,
You do be stressed. It's okay.
Like from Bob's Burgers.
Don't do Tina. Like Tina. Don't do that. Oh, I hate that song. I can never get it. It's so cringy. Okay.
All right. And now we have a voicemail from Turtle, which is a great... Y'all, when y'all call in, you don't want people to know your name.
That's a good anonymous
name.
That's
a really good, like, just call in as an animal. Unless your name is Turtle. Then thank you.
If that's the case, we meant no
offense. We apologize. All right. We're about to get into this episode.
We hope you enjoy.
Hello, Mikey and Randy. My name is Turtle. I'm calling from Kansas. Not my hometown, but I live here. I just wanted to tell you guys that I really, really, really love the show. I love your honesty and conversations about really building a partnership. Like, when I was a kid and when I chose to get married, we've only been married for 2 years now, or are on our second year of being married. We've been friends for 6 years. But like when I got married, you know, I didn't have any examples of actually building a partnership with another person. I don't know what my impression of being married was when I was a little kid, but I missed all the hard honesty and learning just how to really create a partnership with a person. I thought it would be a fucking walk in the park, but it's absolutely not. And I really learn new perspectives when I listen to you guys' conversations. You guys make me laugh. I really love your conversations about sex. I am fascinated by the subject anyways, but hearing y'all's conversations about sex and wanting like non-sexual intimacy and all that, the conversations are funny and they make me laugh and they're just really good for me to hear. Huge fan. Thank you for this show. Thank you for sharing hard parts of your relationship and even sharing having a baby with us. It's really fascinating, really cool. Like, y'all are so down to earth and so much fun. I just love the show and I love you guys and I love your conversations. I really appreciate you sharing practical, real world advice with us. I mean, I feel like we're all in this together. Trying to figure out being in partnership with our actual partners and being in partnership and in community in our stressful world today. It's very, very comforting. I really appreciate y'all. Hello, baby Drew. Hope you'll have a great day. Bye for now.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Been a father since I was a toddler. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a really great voicemail.
That was. Shout out to all the listeners in Kansas and Arkansas. those are turning out to be some of my favorite people. They're like interactive.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Ooh.
It was so much.
Not once did I ever think that marriage was going to be a walk in the park, but I never thought it was going to be that
hard. As hard as it is.
And I don't think a lot of people ever do.
Yeah.
Until they find out, but your mind and your heart's in the right place if you except that you're willing to fight the good fight, y'all gonna be just fine. 2 years is just, it's,
and we just another extra year in, but that second year, God bless you.
I think terrible twos was more in reference to marriage than
than kids.
Or maybe there's just something about that alliteration that like makes things be terrible at two. I don't know, but
yeah.
And that was rough for other reasons.
I think like, we reached like us. A marital peak for who we were, and then life was like. Like, 2 year, that 2 year mark is when shit started to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Well, we were just talking about this the other day. Like, we were in like, marital bliss in a way, because things were so much simpler.
Yeah.
In our little one-bedroom apartment with our little couch, and we just got this little
puppy. Our puppy, who was not like, 70 pounds at the time. He was just 15.
Tiny-ass kitchen.
But yeah, I really appreciate you liking our conversations on sex. Because I don't know another podcast is having these types of conversations the way that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just comforting to know that like we're reaching somebody and that it's relatable because we've just been trying to, these are real conversations we're having as y'all hear. And absolutely. Like these are real concerns that we have and issues we're having and trying to get out of. And
sometimes we can't have those conversations off mic.
You're right. Sometimes we need the podcast like to mediate.
Yeah. It's good. It's really helpful. So thank you.
Yeah.
Before we get into this episode, one more shout out. Last one. I swear to God, we're going to start. This is a shout out to Ashley Williams. Ashley is one of our supporters on Patreon. She is good people.
And she's a friend.
And she tried me in the comments. but I said I would give you a credit. She definitely gave me some really great feedback on my indie episode. And she comments on my stuff. And I really appreciate it. So thank you, Ashley, for all that you do for us.
Thank you. We love you. Okay.
Nigga.
All right, baby.
So this is episode 63 of the Black Millionaire Marriage Podcast. So you want to code part two. Something just got cut out. So if it seems like it just jumped forward, it's because it did. This episode is brought to you by the good folks over at Patreon. I'm not going to give you the spill. Just letting y'all know. We love you guys.
Thank you.
We recently jumped up
to 50. We hit a monument.
It is. Right? That was a big goal for us. Like, I imagine a room full of 50 people that really that like really, you.
Yeah.
As like a really cool, like visual. It's just enough people for your party to like be popping, but not too much to where you can't control it.
No, this is not me. We don't want more people. We get so, more people. We just going to get a bigger building.
Go sign up. In this episode, we're going to talk about the second part of my coding journey.
Yeah.
What really happens when you switch career paths in the way that I did and whether or not it was all worth it.
Yep.
We're going to wrap it up with the fight or flight and end it off with some always appreciated PDA. But before we get into it, love story.
Love story.
What you got for us?
Wait, babe, this is your fight or flight. I know we're not there yet, but like, what was the last episode's fight or flight?
I don't remember.
Because I feel like maybe it's not your fight or flight. I don't know. Maybe it is. Okay. My love story. Okay, so this love story is also from Aaliyah, and it's so funny. I just enjoyed it. So, her love story.
Do we know where Aaliyah is from?
Maybe she did say further in her love story.
All right, now it's good.
So, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Okay, so she said, her and her husband, June 2017, I just gotten out of a not so great, violent towards the end relationship. I was going through that phase where I was still under my ex, but I didn't want to break that tie just yet, but I didn't want to stay because it wasn't healthy anymore. So I started posting those just in case y'all forgot. I am single posts on Instagram. My now husband saw
those posts are always great. Okay.
And slid in my DMs. He inboxed me, addressing me by my first name, and it pissed me off because you don't know me like that. The fuck you got calling me by my name, you know? Anyway, he asked how I was doing. I gave a dry reply. Yes, I was one of those women. I wanted a little attention, but when I got it, thumbs down. Are you an Aquarius? Okay, he sent me a picture of his haircut, and I'm just like, okay. Wait,
what? Like a DM of it? Of a haircut? She said, is this how people do this?
She says, okay, is there something I can help you with? He told me he wanted all the love and care I could give one person. He came on strong as hell. But I'm from Memphis, so yeah, she did say.
Okay.
We solid. That shit sweet, but she did the shrug. Really? The shrug emoji. I'm just trying to be animated like her. Love story. I told him that I just got out of a 3-year relationship with a guy who wasn't about shit. I S-H-I-T? Needed his credentials. I told him to tell me what does he have going for himself off rip. He told me he was in the army and a list of other things. I
found she directly asked, what do you have going for yourself?
Yes.
Huh.
Right.
Standards. Sorry. Listen. Continue.
I found it cool because my entire family is military. Parents are army vets, older brother active Air Force, little brother active army, etc. So we chatted. After a long ass chat, he said, okay, so can I have your number now? I gave it to him and he texted me, but I dry texted him back. One night, he asked to FaceTime after I got home from a movie date with my ex, and I said,
wait, what? So wait, her and her ex went on a date.
A movie date, yeah, yeah,
The ex that it ended badly with, or a different ex?
That same ex.
Okay.
We FaceTimed, he kept me laughing, compared his dick to the size of a remote, and well, I wanted to see what he was about.
Well, like a Fire Stick remote? Y'all gotta be careful with that.
A
car radio remote?
Mikey.
The Xfinity remote? Because that shit, like, big as fuck for no reason. Like, it's mad buttons that we never used on that remote.
We don't use it.
Anyway, got you. Continue.
I wanted to see what he was about. Next day, I went to his place, which was an hour away and where we live now. He took me to a pasta place because he remembered I was vegetarian. We got home and, well, shoot or shoot. And we both got dubs. Laughing my ass off. Fast forward, he left for overseas deployment that fall in February 2018. We got engaged over a phone call while he was gone. He came home this past March and we got married April 11th, 2019, which happens to be my granny's birthday. So now we live together with our dog Midnight and we're both still in school. She asked me not to say the schools, so I'm not going to say it. So yeah, hopefully y'all share this. Black men don't cheat. Military men ain't as bad as people love to make it seem. And long distance relationships are hard, but not impossible. I love y'all dearly. Keep going. Also, I don't know how y'all would do it, but an episode about Groot would be appreciated. As a dog mom, I love Groot. Until next time, Aaliyah Taylor. We actually planned a Groot episode.
We did.
And it was so bad that we never finished it.
So we're going to revisit that.
Yeah, we need to figure out a way to do it because there are a lot of dog lovers out there and we need to figure out a way to actually have an entertaining episode about Groot.
Things have changed regarding Groot. So there's a couple of ways that we can like address that.
Yeah. Yeah. Things have changed and not like we're going to be giving Groot away type things, but like things have gotten harder.
And, we would like to do better by our dog. So like, I think that could definitely be an episode.
Yeah. Maybe a mini, but like for the public. Because it's a dog.
But again, congratulations. She said April of this year?
Yeah.
That's the month,
April
man.
Marriage, yeah.
Congratulations.
April 11th.
For
yeah.
Nothing but greatness for you too. I know. So it's still going to be cute for the next 5 months.
That's so cute.
Y'all keep it up.
And I really like that you're very like self-aware and accountable about how you was dry and how
but
you
But also,
you
why
right.
do y'all do that? Can we talk about that real quick?
No.
To all the women out there that's listening right now, single in a relationship, let's stop being dry. Cause you know what that does? It makes stupid niggas do stupid shit.
Well, that ain't on us.
It's not.
You already gonna do stupid shit. That's not.
I'm just saying, if you don't have to, just send dry responses, either none or a regular response. You don't have to entertain stuff you don't want to entertain. But
stupid niggas don't gotta be stupid, and yet here we are.
That's true.
And so she
I'm
was
just
making
saying,
sure
encourage it.
That he was the right one,
which is fair.
I'm all for that.
I don't know how I felt knowing that you dry texted me, but like you was out on a date with your ex when I'm supposed to be the love of your life and future father of your child. I'm gonna look at you different later in life.
Oh, you'll be fine. So happy for y'all. Thank you again for submitting that love story. Really appreciate it. And yeah, it's just nice. Y'all make these love stories fun when it's your love stories. So thank you.
Thank
All right,
you.
Babe. Into the episode.
You really doing this?
Yeah, it's your lead. Well, it's weird because this episode is mainly about you. And so do you want me to like...
Work with me.
Okay.
Work with me.
Okay. So.
So let's get into it. Our main topic. I put the aftermath of quitting and starting a new career.
Right.
So because that's what I did.
You did. And if you really want that full backstory about that, I will listen to the Hard Knock Life episode. And definitely, So You Want a Cold Part 1, which is episode 55, I think.
Because that'll inform you about what is going on. So,
right.
A little bit of backstory. So You Want a Cold Part 1, I talked about a plethora of things. It started with me getting an email. I was accepted into this program. This program paid for me to go to this boot camp.
Yes.
This boot camp taught me all the basic skills of web development and software engineering.
Yes.
It ended with me having a presentation day and going out into the world to seek employment.
Right. And so.
And that episode actually ended with us talking about whether or not it was worth it.
Right.
And I said, I will let you know.
Right. When I came back for part two.
When I got a job. Because that was the reason why I did it.
So, yeah. So this is a follow up to that because Mikey did get a job.
Yeah. Bullet point number one, I found a job.
Yes, he did.
This is where we would push the button for applause. We got to get this sound. Thank you. Okay.
Drew was like.
Drew was distracted. And it is a very big deal. We've already had our emotional in-depth conversation about it so that we would be better prepared to actually talk about this.
And we're probably going to have a few more, but.
Probably.
But yeah, so.
But I did get a job. So before we get into that, we're going to talk about the process.
Okay. So the process of, so Mikey had multiple interviews between So You Want a Code Part 1 and now he's had a few interviews, a coding test, and a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So.
First part of the process that I wrote down was interviews. To anybody who's interested in doing it outside of what I've done, you will go on more than one interview.
Yeah.
There will not just be one interview and you wait for
a callback.
You have to be out here. The way that it works in this, what am I trying to say?
Industry.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Is that there are people hiring. They're all hiring. Every single one of them, which would mean that you get something back quick. But that's not how it works at all. All it means is that they have the room available, but they are looking for whoever is going to be the best fit.
Uh-huh. You went out. They are looking for
whoever's going to be the best fit. And they won't know that until they compare you to a couple of other people who either came from a similar situation or managed to network their way into the building. As the interviews go on, you find yourself getting more comfortable with them. You start learning that there is... There's a method to the madness of how tech interviews go. There's code challenges. There's personality interviews. There's a lot that happens. So when going through the process, just understand that you're just going to have to put yourself out there a lot and often.
Okay.
So the first part of me talking about this process is all going to be the professional side of things.
Okay.
Before I dive into what personally was going on. Second part of this process
is preparation. So you have do's and don'ts. What was your first one each? What was the do for a preparation?
So looking back now, you know, hindsight 2020, as far as preparation goes, the number one thing to do would be to literally look on YouTube, go online and look at people complete coding challenges.
Yeah.
Refamiliarize yourself with the basics of code. So by the time I completed the program, I was able to build a app from front to back, which is great. And that's all. High level processes, high level thinking. I had to do a coding challenge that required me to do low level stuff. Like I was supposed to just write basic functions, but it's been a while since I had touched on that and I didn't do that well or as well as I would have liked to have done. Mm-hmm. So going back to the basics as well as looking at people complete coding challenges would be a do for me.
Okay.
As far as a don't.
Mm-hmm. And as far as a don't for preparation?
Don't go a day without doing any type of coding.
Okay.
So there are websites. And again, if anybody reaches out, I have no problem passing off this information. But there are websites that allow you to do really small coding challenges, your own assigned homework, something that you can do maybe for like 10 minutes a day.
Okay.
There were gaps within the time that I would have liked to, like, I should have been coding every single day.
And you weren't.
No, because life. But
yeah,
if I was to
drive and live at night.
Yeah.
Podcast day.
So if I was to say like a thing that don't not code.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you did find ways to do that. To code. You would do it in between. You would explain how you would find ways based off of life.
Yeah, so I in between like doing Lyft rides, I turned on my hotspot and I'd go to this website and I do like these small code challenges, or I would look at YouTube videos. I actually found a podcast that someone told me about for developers called Developer Tea. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really short 10-minute podcast. It could be about anything from a concept to adjusting your way of thinking, which was really nice. There was one episode was just about like, it was talking about why you're not an imposter, but explaining why they understood how you could feel that way.
Right.
Which was, you know, really helpful, especially for somebody who's like just getting into this and not really understanding what people are looking for or what the expectation is going to be of me once I start getting into this type of work. Okay. So stuff like that really helped. But there were nights where I just wasn't able to do any of that because of some things. But by consistently carving out some time for you to be able to do maybe 15 minutes of something is something that you should do.
Okay. And in terms of networking, you have one do, one don't. What's your do for networking?
Networking. Part of this process is talking to people. So my don't would be don't. You can't keep to yourself.
Right.
You're not going to only get the job based off of applications you submit. It is about people that you talk to. They had networking events in Atlanta every Thursday, and I didn't actually go to any of them. They're called meetups. Have you ever heard of meetups?
You've talked about it, but about it.
So it's like an app, I guess, just like for a community. App. Yeah, for a community of like people just meeting up. I think it's a website. I'm not really sure. I just know they refer to them as meetups where people met.
Okay.
Networking events, they happen often. And you should go to them at least meet people or to see how they look. I was more so in people's faces in the office where I took my classes at. And I just happened to luck up as far as networking. I had a developer in my car every day.
Yeah.
From driving Lyft. Apparently, consultants and developers are like the number one users of Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, had resumes printed out and I would talk during the rides, see what people were into. And in this way, Lyft was extremely helpful.
Yeah.
Because Lyft ultimately led to me getting the position that I have now.
Right. It did.
And making the connections that I made and how? Looking at it now I'm just kind of like thankful for
how,
it.
How did it do that?
I literally gave a Lyft ride to my current boss.
Right.
So again, having my resume on hand, mm-hmm. being prepared in that way, talking about what I know, informing people of my story, of my passion, what I'm trying to do. You never know who's connected to who. So just talking about what you're trying to do and what you want to do. You never know. You never know who's going to be that person to connect you.
Right.
I think I ended up giving a ride to someone who was like really involved in the church. Somebody in his church was a developer,
mm-hmm.
who was the former boss of somebody that I was going to be interviewing with later that week. He reached out to him, had his former boss reach out to that person and was like, hey, this person that you're meeting with, give him a chance. He'll be really good for the organization. I think you should like try it out. And like he put in a good word for me and I made it to the final round of this interview.
Right.
So things of that nature. Networking, as far as don'ts, don't just think that applications are going to get you in. And as far as do's, put yourself out there. Talk about what you want to do often. Scour LinkedIn for people who work in these companies. Cold call, reach out, put yourself in the place where you're going to run into someone who's doing the work that you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are the follow-ups and skill building? We'll pair those.
Got you. So follow-ups. Again, once I've reached out to somebody, I followed up with them same day. So if I just gave you my resume in the car, you got an email from me already waiting for you by the time you got in the house,
mm-hmm.
or at the latest the next morning. I would add people on LinkedIn instantly. Hey, this was the Lyft driver. We just talked. It was really great to know you. Check me like some of my work. Here's an additional link to my resume in case you lost the one that I gave you, or if you did, if I wasn't able to like give them one. And yeah, following up is just important. Just staying in people's face because you want a job.
And how does that, how does skill building tie into that?
Skill building. So that ties back into, preparation.
Oh, okay.
Ultimately, you have to keep building on what it is that you know. I was in a position to where I didn't really have time to go back and start building some new games or building a new app or developing more on the ones that I created. But if you do have the space to do that, that is absolutely something that will help further what it is that you're doing. Showing that you're active will get you attention and you'll be able to find something quicker.
I think, and not also showing that you're active, but I think since we're almost tying into the personal process as well, you being open, because the moment that you went back to the place where you did your boot camp, and because they, part of the deal is that they help you find work, and you just had a moment of like honesty, and you told them what was really going on, because you hadn't felt like anyone was really moving in the way with like the desperation that you needed, if that's fair to say.
Yeah.
So for me, it seems like things started to take off after you was like, look, it's really bad.
So okay, all right, so before like, that, and you're 100% correct. There we go.
That's because you weren't.
For. Thank you, babe.
You weren't. Like, so, people were just moving like, oh, everything's fine. He's driving Lyft in the meantime.
Yeah, like, but you, that was not the case.
Nobody was knowing that you, it's hard to code when you're always in your car. Mm-hmm. And we have a podcast commitment, and that's a steady check. That's one of the only consistent steady checks we've had for months. And like, you like really told, when you told people what was really going on, because when people think you're okay,
they don't move with the urgency in which you, right. And that was the big thing. You're 100% correct. I was reporting and letting people know, hey, I'm applying to, you know, 5 places a week minimum. And I'm making sure that, you know, I'm following up with these people. I'm following these steps, but I wasn't coming across with the urgency that I wanted to, because I didn't want to appear a certain way.
Yeah.
Necessarily. Maybe not that. It was.
Maybe it wasn't, Mike.
I don't think that I was in a space yet, I guess, to communicate like, yo, like, it's bad. And it hadn't gotten to the point where I was like, I can't even like pretend no more. Cause yeah. I had already been telling people like, hey, you know, things are rough. I got to get back to driving more, you know, to catch back up. And for a while I was making it work to the extent that I could. But what broke us? What bill hit at a certain point?
I don't think it was a bill. I think it was realizing that you went out to drive Lyft during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And you made like $2.
Oh, that like, was, oh, was like, one day was like I drove for like day. 4 or 5 hours
and
I didn't
get. He was gone all day and came back and like had made like $6. Bad. And he was like, babe, I cannot do this anymore. Like, I can't. And we couldn't. And then we realized you made more at night. And so now you're gone all night. And it was different from when you were doing the coding program and you have homework all night.
Yeah.
Because at least you're still home.
And it started feeling like more of the same of before.
When you were
like,
in, the program. In the program. And I was like, but.
That wasn't the goal.
So now you're gone all night, and Drew is conscious of this now, and it's hard. Like, you're not even in the house.
Yeah.
He was coming home at 1, 2 a.m. because you make it 150, 80, 60, you know. I think that's what it was. When you realized daytime driving wasn't doing it no more, and you had to be gone all night.
There was someone who was in charge of outcomes, which is basically like supporting you in your job search, that I worked with and talked to. She was extremely helpful through this process. But we had a very candid conversation one day, and I was telling her, you know, like, I had an interview coming up, but I had a bill that needed to be taken care of. So I had to drive. And she was just looking at me. She was like, if you want to drive, then don't do what you need to do in order to get this, to do well on this interview. Essentially, she was like, because you're going to keep driving.
Right.
And then what? Like, it was, she was like, you have to. She was like, honestly, you may just have to hide your car down the street. You weren't able to pay the note. She did. She was very straightforward with it. Yeah. She was like, can you park your car down the street? I was like, well, there's like a movie theater, but like,
we can't.
I live on the west side,
and that is irresponsible.
You know, that wouldn't be wise. I was like, I could hide it in my mom's garage, but she got cars, and I was like, I've considered all of this, but I would much rather, you know,
do it the honest way.
But she was just very. I was like, you got to do what you got to do. But once I did start telling people who
had positions of power,
yeah, what was really going on,
moves, yeah,
that, you know, and the urgency of what I'm trying to do, like, not trying to like be PC about it. Like, there's a way you're supposed to carry yourself
right.
through this process. You don't want to present yourself as like
desperate.
But truth be told, I'm desperate.
Uh-huh.
I'm desperate for like work, but not in a way that I'm like going to like, you know, compromise myself or something like that. But just letting you know, like, I'm really looking.
Once you had that conversation with her and about why it was so difficult, that's when things start happening. And then you like, then God was like, okay, I'm gonna put all these developers in your car. Cause that hadn't happened.
That was true.
That hadn't happened at all. You were giving rise to rich people and stuff, which they weren't like from software companies and web developers.
Nah, he was doing that shit.
Right. Who were like, man, you know, we'll tip you, but like, they couldn't do nothing for you.
I was like, you know, like, I really appreciate it. Ooh, wow. One dude gave me 50. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
That's the type of day we having. I want a job.
Yes.
But I gave like one ride that day and I didn't have to work no more. Like,
yeah,
he came home.
He was like, I got 150 tonight because the tip was 50 and the drive was 50 or 100 or something like that. It was.
I was like, we good.
Right. So anyway.
But, you know, celebrating. Like, that's a victory. I needed a job. Anyway.
So that was.
So she actually ended up helping me get my first job, which was small. It was part-time, one day a week, 4 hours. And it would essentially mean I don't have to drive one day.
I'm sorry, but now.
Okay. So Randy's. It just hit you what that was?
Because we were so happy.
We were.
But the problem was you did still have to drive because
on that same day.
Now you're on a payroll. So it's not like you worked those 4 hours and you get paid. Instantly.
No.
You had to still go out and drive. So you get it eventually. So maybe that next week you wouldn't have to drive, but you still had to drive the day that you got.
A whole bunch of other stuff happened during that time, but I saw all of it as like a stepping stone towards something else. I was like, ultimately, the goal is to not be in this car. If I get more hours, then we'll be straight.
Yeah.
And then it'll be something. But I came across another opportunity. And again, this came from networking.
Yeah.
I ended up getting close with a couple of the instructors and instruction assistants from the program that I completed. And she told me about online positions and some remote positions she was doing. And she told me about this job, and I didn't really think nothing of it. I was like, oh, that would be cool if I can get onto that. But let me, like, I have to get in somewhere first.
Right.
And the thought never crossed my mind again. So one night I'm driving Lyft, and this lady gets in my car.
Uh-huh.
Really nice lady, really short, high energy. She just got back from, where did I tell you?
I can't remember.
I want to say
Wait.
Vietnam.
Yes.
She just came back from Vietnam. And, you know, the conversation started, oh, My knowledge of Vietnam currently is limited to This Is Us. And we started talking about This Is Us. We're having conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do that you are on break to like do Vietnam? She's like, oh, I have an online thing that I do. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, yeah, I'm a developer. And she was like, really, where do you work? And I say, you know, I work at this place. And she's like, oh, well, I work at that exact same place, except I am the director of the online remote position. Like, it's like, it started lining up to where this conversation, looking back, is still funny.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so you know so-and-so, this person that was helping me out, that is making money working with you, and she's, like, really well off. And she was like, yeah. And so it turned into, well, are you guys hiring? Yes, we are. We are always looking for people. But I don't want to, like, take you away if you say you already work on campus. I was like, nah. It's only a couple of hours, you know, I could always do more. At this point, she done heard a story about my baby being born during the program. She know that my wife believed in me and this career switch. She know that I know some stuff because I done managed to work my way into a position to find something part-time. She knows that I'm like obviously out here networking because I have a resume on me that she had just received.
Yeah.
I am looking to connect. I am trying. I am doing what I can. And
driving Lyft in the midst of all of it.
And I think all of that came together. And she was like, oh, yeah, so let's just, like, get this guy on.
And that's what the fuck happened. I'm so proud of you. You have so much heart, babe. Like, you really do. You have so much heart. It's so inspirational. And we'll get into that.
I know. Like, and even this still is just a stepping stone to a couple of things. So my current position, without giving away too much, because, you know.
Legally, he can't.
Yeah, I signed some stuff.
Papers and shit.
But essentially, I am teaching.
Which
is funny for other, but whatever. I am no longer a behavioral coach or an instructional coach. I am not an SEL coach or an after-school program teacher. I am a teacher teaching web developers.
Yeah.
And a large part of my job literally forces me to learn and relearn things that didn't necessarily stick well
the
first time I went through the program. And anybody who's gone through a boot camp knows there's a lot of information that you're given. And if you have time to practice those skills and do those things outside of class time, then you're straight.
Right.
I know. Yes. And Drew will tell you in the background, Daddy didn't have no time because I didn't.
Yeah.
And because of that, my knowledge, like I didn't know as much as other people. I knew concepts, but I didn't have the technical skills that I needed to like really be successful. Like I couldn't just outright write code.
Right.
Now that I am in this current position, it's forcing me to learn.
Yeah.
In a way that I did not get to before. Things have slowed down. On top of being in a position where I'm forced to like learn it, it's being reinforced because I'm teaching it.
Yeah.
And you learn better as you teach.
Yeah.
The instructor that I'm working under is amazing. She really knows her SHIT. Yeah. It's just things have lined up to where like, all right, God was like, look, I'm gonna calm it down. I'm gonna calm it down for you. I'm going to give you this check. This check is going to be more than what you made before. and enough for you to stop driving. And it will give you the room to learn so that you can effectively apply for one of those positions and walk into it with the confidence that you need to make as much as you're supposed to.
Right.
When you sign up to go work as a developer or engineer for one of these companies.
Right. Right.
And it was great.
Like it's, y'all, it really is more than what he was
after taxes.
Right.
And before.
It was, yeah.
So it's just,
yeah.
To go through all of that the way that we did it, honestly, so where are we at now?
We kind of skipped over it, or like it was part of the process, the personal part. So just talk about the losing faith part, because y'all, like, the debt was mounting. Bills are just like at this point, we stopped asking people for money, / people have stopped offering, because we all got limits. We can't pay nobody back no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just becoming too much.
So
just like for pride reasons, but just, yeah, it was becoming too much. And we were like, you know what?
At this point, I had ran out of favors to ask.
Like, in terms of to still maintain relationships.
Yeah.
We like, still without, want to, like
but we like, it was getting to the point where, like, you know, like, things haven't been paid and I owe people, but the only person who I could, like, go to ask for some money to help us get through was the person I owe.
Right. Like,
that's, like, dangerous. It got to the point where Randy, who is so type A, it's just accepting.
Like, y'all, at some point, it was like, oh, well. And this type of stuff used to make me neurotic. Like, I used to be.
It did.
I don't miss deadlines. I don't miss, but like.
But now we're missing all of them because we literally can't.
We literally can't.
When you can't. My pride was like, you know, that's hit like an all time, like, low. I'm really regretting
all of this.
I am not seeing the light at the end of this tunnel. I know I'm doing this work. I've been following this path. This is supposed to be very straightforward.
And linear. And
things. That's just not how anything ever works. But
yeah,
it got to the point where a couple weeks ago, or last week,
mm-hmm,
me and Randy talked and there was something due.
I'm sorry. It's not funny.
I can't say what it was.
It was something. It was something, okay? And that was like the breaking point because, y'all, we just didn't have it. And we haven't had it in a while.
But this was like really the straw.
And we've been kind of skating around it. Like, we've been kind of like avoiding this process because, or this situation. We had effectively avoided it for the past 9 months. And then it finally came to a head. And I think that, and you're right, this was the last straw for both of us because it was like, what else can you do? Like, and if you heard my indie, I picked up some contract work myself. Mm-hmm. We're renting out my car to a classmate of Mikey's. Like, we're doing.
Like, here's the situation. And I never painted it for you like this because I'm not trying to, like, I wasn't trying to make you feel any worse than, mm-hmm, where it's at. We have, let's say we have a bill due on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drive on Sunday because I don't make enough. The, mm-hmm, bill is, let's say, $100.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to make that, I have to drive Lyft. In order for me to drive Lyft, I need gas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My tank says I have 30 miles left. I'm trying to work out how I can make some money mathematically to get enough to make gas, to get enough to drive enough to make the 100 within the time frame that I have,
yeah,
to pay the Monday bill. And it wasn't possible. Like, that has happened maybe a couple times before, like, and I was able this to do much, it.
But I had to put 40 in the tank.
Because, I was like, oh yeah, I made the whole thing, but
because the thing about Lyft is they don't tell you where you're going. So like, nah. Mikey will call me and be like, hey babe, on the way home, I'm in Canton. Nigga, what?
So from the airport to like Canton, Georgia is like an hour and a half. It's up there. It can be a long ride. You start seeing more
Confederate monster flags trucks and the other flags that be at July fairs, 4th of July fairs.
All the streets are now two lanes and there's a lot of dirt roads. All the apartment complexes have the word plantation in them. And, you know, like, it's just,
yeah,
it's a lot. It's,
and we had reached that point. It was like the point where it was really bad. And so that was really impacting Mikey, impacting me because.
Look, so last week.
Yeah. So anyway,
I get it. We had this conversation.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
And I was like, okay. And I had been saying okay for months, for a long time. But this okay was just so we could stop talking.
And we went to two separate locations throughout this day.
I went to the room.
And I stayed in the car.
Dropped on my knees.
Yeah.
And I said, God.
We had the same prayer, y'all, and two different, like, and we didn't find out that we until did the exact same prayer until 2 nights ago. We
were How did yours go?
I was like, God. Because after the miscarriage, I felt like I learned a lot about God and mm-hmm. about my relationship with God. Not everything, but like, I was like, okay, I know that before the first baby, I was very task oriented. I know that we have free will. I know that we have choices. I know that, like, really all we can pray for is strength, courage, and wisdom.
You started off with it like that too?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I was like, I know these things, and what I'm saying right now is I need help.
And pause.
We need help.
Right there. While Randy is in the car asking for help, the first thing out of my mouth is, God, I need help. And I was like, not help in the way that I've been receiving it. I am specifically asking you right now to take us out of this.
That's exactly what I said. I said, God.
I was like, I have nothing else to there's
Mike,
nothing I can do.
It was the same prayer because I said, God, what do you want me to do?
I was like, tell me. I specifically said, there's nothing I can do. Tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it.
I said, none of my tricks are working. I have these, my mind, I'm smart. I am smart. And when I'm challenged, shit just be coming out. Like, I can.
To be fair, no one in our predicament would have lasted 9 months with what we had. We lasted 9 months with no money.
No money.
Like, if we're being 100% honest, off of like Lyft, we still managed to eat.
Like, our baby is the size of a 1 year old.
Our daughter is happy and well fed.
Groot hasn't eaten us. You know, he's not
still
starving.
Exist.
Yeah. Y'all still getting these episodes, but y'all don't understand how like bad. I said, God, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that. But like,
and I was like, I swear to God, I'm going to listen to you. Whatever it is that you want me to do, yeah. I will specifically do, but I can't do this anymore. Help. I'm asking you specifically, like directly. We talked about that, like my prayers not being specific enough, because the month before I said, look, you know, God, like, I really want an offer. Like, let me just, I want an offer.
And he did. He got an offer to work for 1 day a week.
And my offer.
I said, Mike, you need to tell God you want this. No, you need an offer.
Was, hey, how would you like to come in every week for 4 hours specifically just during this time to like help out? It's not much, but you know, it's something. I took it. I jumped at it. And I'm still thankful for that happening. But it wasn't what I needed to happen.
Yeah.
So now I'm being real specific. I said, like, yo, look. I need to make enough now, today, ahora.
Is ahora time? Is it today?
Ahora. To stop. What is currently happening? I gotta look it up. Nah, that's not today. Ahora. I dated mad Spanish women, so I like just remember stuff.
Mikey, what is?
What does it mean in English?
Is it time?
Now. It means now.
Oh, okay.
See, yeah.
It's time.
See how you know stuff. It's are you talking about like K aura?
Yes.
It's a different aura.
Aura, yes. I was thinking about that. Like
I aura. Now. I need it. Help me.
So.
What's that Kevin Hart sketch?
Nigga.
Nigga.
Please.
So God said, cool.
I heard you.
And 2 days later.
He gets an email saying that, they need him to start October 29th.
For the teacher, one of the classes in this position. And they break down how much it pays. They break down the hours. And it looks beautiful. It's great. Yeah. I was so excited. And then I got another email.
That says, hey, actually, we need you to start tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I know we said October 29th, but we actually need you ASAP.
And I already told them. I am
reliable and flexible.
So flexible that I will do whatever. And she took me up on it. And I don't know. Maybe she didn't think I was going to follow. I was like, yes. What do we need to do? Let's hurry this up. Let's get this process going. And
so he started Saturday.
My first day was Saturday.
The 21st.
Which is our number.
Our number. Y'all know 21 is our number. That we just realized. I just realized.
God is one funny motherfucker.
Right. So yeah. Was it worth it?
So when I put that, you'll notice I said Randy's take. I want you to go first.
So was it worth it? Oh my God. Am I emotional? Oh no.
It's okay.
Oh no.
Ooh, you're about to cry. Come on. Was it worth it, baby? It's September. We started this journey in December with the move.
I was pregnant. Like, do you remember that move?
I remember.
Babe, I slept through construction.
You did. You and our baby.
Right. Drew and I was like, you know what? Too stimulated. Gonna go to bed for the next 3 days. Wow. Do I think it was worth it? Well, I do think it was worth it. babe, I'm so proud of you, and I have so much respect for you. And I thought that I did before this, but I have so much respect for you, and I have so much trust for you, because this shit was hard. Like, not like that hard. This shit was hard, Mike. It was hard, and we didn't have any money. And I don't think that people understand.
Well, that was
but not even just the money part.
That's never been how we are.
And not just the money part, like being pregnant, then having her, then that crazy birth experience, and you still being in the program, being in the start of the program, and like all of it. Like, oh my God. The people we've lost along the way, yeah. People we started off in January with, and we down. It's a
one of the people who helped us out just came by to visit today, which was like really
nice.
Yeah,
he just met Drew for the first time since she was born. And so on top of that, on top of like just the money and the learning and the shifts in our marriage and like relearning each other after a baby and still trying to find time to be intimate and non-sex intimacy and everything that we've talked about in this podcast in between this whole time frame, we have lost people, you know, and physically you had a death in the family, a very close death. And I don't even think you actually talked about that, Mike.
No, it hasn't registered yet. It's okay.
Right. Like you haven't really processed it or had the time to. You couldn't go up there for the funeral. Like, you know, that, like, it was just awful. And on top of that,
I was
going
to get kicked out of the program if I went to the funeral.
And on top, yeah, right. And on top of that, people that we love and, like, are vulnerable with and things are, like, show their ass. And then, like, so we're learning a lot about bravery and how, like, that is just not a trait that many people have. And, like, so all of that. It was just a lot. But I do think it was worth it because you were miserable at that last job. And I know, like, the narrative or, like, the thing it's supposed to be is, like, stay at these jobs and be miserable. But I feel like you advocated for yourself by taking this risk. And you would have never done it, Mike. Like, something in you had to change and had to be done to actually do this. And you did it. You really fucking did it. And not only did you do it, but you inspired me along the way. And You've taught me a lot of things about advocating for myself and inspired me to go back to work, you know, and like in a different space now. And like that day I told you, we said the same prayer, but we didn't know it. Like one of the things God told me to do was create a LinkedIn again, because seeing you put yourself out there and be present and be visible.
When that's just not me.
That is not Mikey, y'all. Inspired me to put myself back out there and to be visible and present. And I'll talk more about this on Patreon, y'all, because I actually have a piece in mind. But anyway, it really just encouraged me to be brave myself and to shift my narrative, because it was not easy. Not having, only thing I could do was raise your baby, you know, and like for the time that she was home before daycare and stuff started and all of that. And I'm just really inspired by you. I have so much faith and trust in you, like more than I thought I did. The sex is way better. Like it was always good, but like, oh my God. Like Mike.
I know.
Like the sex is great, and it ain't like you even got that first check yet, but like the sex
it's
is
different,
like,
when you ain't broke. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We ain't had not broke sex, but the sex, because we've like, because I just have so, I'm like in awe of you. I really, really am. I really am. And I'm just so happy that I could support you and that you felt supported. And I'm happy that you weren't the person I lost this year. You know, I'm happy that it didn't tear us apart. Though it honestly could have. Yeah. Torn us
You had
apart.
Every reason to leave me. You could have been perfectly fine, like with your mom.
She wouldn't have took me.
And your baby. Yeah, she would.
No, she wouldn't. She was a Drew.
Exactly.
She wouldn't have took
you
me.
By extension, because you were her food source.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
She would not have taken me, I'm telling you right now. She would not. And no other person would have. So that's my take. I'm sorry. I think that was a lot.
No, it's okay.
Just all these thoughts running through my head. But thank you. Thank you for like this. This has grown me up. I think this has been an awful great ride. I'm really proud of you. Okay. Your take. Oh, Lord, go ahead.
Thank you for that. Everything you just said is why my answer to the question before I get into it is yes. You speaking about me the way that you do, you saying what you just said makes it worth it. Even if I haven't locked down that corporate position yet to bring in 100K that I'll make developing an app for people, even though that is going to happen.
It will.
I couldn't have done this without you and you believing in me during this entire thing. I have been through a lot. Of my group of friends growing up, I'm the only one like alive. I have changed my life in a way that a lot of what I have now, I never thought I'd have. Wife, healthy marriage, healthy baby, a dog. Like it's all the things that I like wanted, but never thought I was ever going to like have or deserve. I had no reason to think that I would be successful during this program.
None.
I had never done this before. It wasn't familiar. This was one of my first times really taking a risk. And it was with things that were extremely precious to me, like my wife and my baby and my dog. It's all I have. And I could have very well lost my wife, my baby, and my dog at some point along this process. But I believe that it would work out to the benefit of us. My intentions were only to help. It is still my goal to impact communities who need help. It is still my goal to provide a different way, a better way for kids who need it. And I still plan on doing that and tying in web development and tech into that. But I had to take a chance on myself, and I'm not good at that. I can take a chance on anybody. Yeah. Anybody else. You, strangers, else. Strangers, yeah. Kids. Because good, you should risk it to like to help yourself. This is why we gotta go. When we start this YouTube channel, it's gonna be funny. I just did like a fist bump. You, somebody else, can risk it. And
let me know
you
how should, I go.
Because it's gonna work out for you. And I can help coach somebody through a lot of stuff. I've done it. I have helped change people's lives through just helping them.
Yeah.
But I did not have the same faith in myself. And this put me in a space to do that. I feel so much closer to God. I feel so much closer to you. I feel so much. I feel better and more confident in my abilities as a man and as a husband and as a father having done this. And not just for the reasons of completing it and getting a job. Everything that happened.
All of it.
This entire storm has made it worth it because I am better today than I was at the beginning of this year. Whether that's my new improved ability and strength of discernment and radical acceptance and foresight. Like there's just new things that have been added to like this set of skills that I now have. On top of that, we made it.
Nigga, we made it.
And again, this isn't like just hit the lottery. This is not it.
But
this
no, but like, it, but it this feels is, like that.
That's what it does.
Because you can like, you deserve this break, Mike. You started driving Lyft
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
It was a part-time thing to help get some extra money.
Just extra money so we could save. And it was
I wasn't making extra enough. Thing, and then like we had some healthcare stuff. So healthcare
pregnant,
was taking more out of my
job,
check.
Then,
so I had to drive more.
Right. So like, right. Healthcare hit. Lost the job. So you had to pick up more time. Nobody's hiring a pregnant woman.
Then I lost that job, so I had to drive full time. Just
it was a lot.
Hit after hit after hit.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
And we're still standing.
We wobbling, but we standing.
And now we're better for it. I just kept telling God, ultimately, I want to be a present husband and father.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's my goal. How can I get to that? And we eat. And I said, help. And God said,
two days later. She was like, hey, by the way, I need you to start the day, not October. I know it's a whole month and a few days before, but
you know, hate to inconvenience you with
work, but
but
yeah, I'm so proud of you. We skipped over this, but really quickly, mm-hmm. what we would have done differently, we definitely would have taken out a loan of at least $20,000 and we would have like been more prepared about this.
It's okay.
Program.
It's okay to double back to that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We would have taken out a loan.
No more. No less than
20.
Than 20. $20,000 if you're not going to work, or it will give you the room to not have to work. I know that's obviously a big number and that's a big thing. But this is a risk that you're taking. It will pay off in the end. And if that's what I could have done, that's what I would have done. And I would have never had to drive Lyft.
Yeah.
And it would have given me more time to
a
study.
A lot of things would have been a little easier.
Learn more. It would have. And just taking care of bills. Yeah. If you would like to work part-time during that, that's fine. But still, you need that piece to help you. A loan would have been the number one thing to do. And also, the one thing I would do differently looking back, and if anybody's interested in doing that, is finding a mentor from day one. There are people in this industry who are looking to help people get into this industry.
Yeah.
And help, you know, walk them through what it looks like. And I've met so many really cool people. We have a Patreon supporter who's a developer. A couple of people on Instagram have hit me up. It's
and those jobs are hiring. Thank y'all for sending those referral links.
I was able to apply to those positions. It's so It's been so helpful. Like, you all have been really great throughout this entire process. But having someone to connect to who can just help you, help encourage you, help you keep your head up, remind you of what you're going through this for, coach you up to that point that you want to get and work with you to be successful in this, that's something that I would do from jump.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had my own, like, internal strength, which is cool. And I had, like, my wife, which is cool. But somebody to help you out is another thing. So, loan and a mentor.
All right. Engagement.
Engagement. Anyone considering making this kind of career switch, let us know what you thought of this episode. And for any guidance or mentorship in this process, I'm open to helping. Just reach out on Patreon or through email and, I don't know, be specific with your question. And I will do anything that I can to help anybody else who is trying to better themselves, change their lives, or try something new or dive into this world. I have regrets. I have a few, but only in this thing, only because I would change some things.
Yeah.
But having gone through this, looking at my wife and my daughter today, even though we are not 100% out of the woods and everything is perfect, it is absolutely worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah. Whew. Jesus Christ. All right.
I'm tired.
Listen. We actually have... So, y'all know this is Patreon blur, but we were so tired of, like, the repetitiveness of, like, saying what we were saying. We really wanted to hear from our Patreon supporters. We want y'all to hear from them. We were told flat out no from some of them because they're so introverted. Kristen was like, if you think I'm about to get on here and have my voice recorded for the world to hear, y'all got another thing coming.
The world. It's mostly just Arkansas, Kansas, just some Australia,
Chicago,
I think.
North Carolina.
Yeah, like, you know, this side of the world.
Ghana.
And that other. Oh, that's true.
But yeah, so anyway, so we did have some people call in and leave a voicemail. We wanted to share with y'all one of the voicemails just to give you a feel of what's going on over there.
Our Patreon is great.
We actually like our Patreon.
But you don't have to take our word for it.
You can hear what people have to say about us.
I was going
to
intro it like Read a Rainbow when bro would say, you don't have to take my word for it. And it just kind of like fades off into
something. Oh, okay. And here you go.
Babe. I hope you enjoy.
Hey, it's Nikki calling for the Patreon commercial. I'm Nikki. I am calling from Lexington, South Carolina. And I love Patreon. I only subscribe to one other Patreon, and I pay for the lowest level. And I didn't want to do that with you guys because the extra content matters. I love unedited episodes. I love being able to hear Drew cry in the background or laugh in the background. It makes it real and it makes it authentic. I love the daddy journals. I love Randy's ramblings. I think they're called ramblings. They may be called something else. But I love it all. I love her mommy moments. And Patreon makes us, or at least makes me feel like I am a friend of you guys and not just a random caller who calls all the time. So I love your podcast. I love Patreon. And I love you guys. Bye.
We love, we love you too, Nikki. And we were rolling because she said Randy Ramblings. And I just spent the week getting read to filth by
I'm also
that
upset
visited.
That we didn't think of that being a
that
name.
It should have been Randy Ramblings.
Because I'm the king of alliteration. I like when the R's and the R's match up.
But yeah, they're called Randy Musings.
And they were Mommy Musings.
No, they were Randy Musings.
And they turned into Randy Musings.
They were always Randy Musings.
When we first talked about it, they were supposed to be Mommy Musings. Then you was like, oh, that's what my name on it. And it was a Randy Musings.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
I forgot that.
Because I kept pushing for the M&M.
Oh, okay.
Never thought of Randy.
But I didn't want to just talk about being a mom because I'm someone else outside of a mom.
I know, and you ramble about that.
I do. But no, thank you so much, Nikki. And again, y'all, for the content that she brought up with extra episodes, daddy journals, Randy Musings / Randy Ramblings, mini episodes, and
early access to the episodes, the unedited episodes.
Right.
My mixtapes. That's all
did
right.
You see the comment on Patreon?
I did.
I think it was Renee. She was like, I never listen, but I just listen and they really do slap. I think you need to go back and see. I think it was Renee.
I'll go double check.
But anyway, you can join our Patreon for as little as $3 a month. And again, if you can't, you know, give in that way, that's fine. Please continue to rate us. And 5 stars only, please. And continue to check the people that don't rate us 5 stars. And, you know, do that that hard work for us. And also, we take Amazon gift cards at any value at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
Hey, how do you spell that?
B-L-A-C-K.
Uh-huh.
M-I-L.
Uh-huh.
M-A-R.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.
Dot.
Com.
Cool.
Thank you. All right. Fight or flight.
All right. So, we are currently in a season where I happen to be madly in love with my wife and I have nothing to complain about. So I had to dig deep for this one. So Okay. It's not going to be serious and hopefully it'll be quick and I don't want it to seem embarrassing or be gross. But this is the only thing that I could think of. This is all I got.
Mikey.
Let's start with love.
Mikey, I don't care about none of that. What's the problem? What's the fight? Okay.
So it's very well documented on this podcast that when I use the restroom, I take a really long
Mikey,
time.
Mikey, no.
Is it or is it not?
This is not your fight.
This is my fight. I take a long time, and sometimes the bathroom will stick. But for the most part, I take care of making sure that it doesn't.
No, right? You don't.
I make sure I put it in. Well, the point that I'm making, and it's bigger than that. If you could just stay on topic with
Wait,
me here.
No, I am staying on topic.
Or if you could just let me get this out, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't remember fight or flight being fight while we discuss.
Whatever. Go.
For the longest part of us dating, I never knew Randy used the bathroom. It's a fact. I just assumed that she never did number two ever.
Why?
Because you never stink. You never stink, and there was never any residue or remnants anywhere, and I used to be down there. All right?
Are you being down
there? I'm just saying. My mouth would be all over you.
Is there any residue or remnants now?
Never. Never, not once. Never. Still, to this day. But I have learned that you do, in fact, use the I think there's a period when you're dating where you like do all you can to hide it. And then after a certain level, after a while, you just get comfortable within your marriage or your relationship. And y'all just stop trying. Randy used the bathroom the other day. It has happened 3 times. I said if it happened 3 times, I'm going to actually say something. Not because I have a problem with it, because I'll have something to address. And I walked in the bathroom and like...
He goes, ooh.
I was like, So you do use the restroom. We have matches.
Mikey.
And it's a candle in there. And I know that matchbox old, so it's hard to actually light the matchbox.
You don't light it either.
I do.
Paul Chapman.
I do when I remember to, which Mikey. Is more recently. I ain't even get my thing out.
What's your fight? Or are you just trying
use
to down
the
me?
Matches.
Dog me.
Because, God damn.
I've been eating cleaner, y'all.
I know, and that's part of the problem.
I'm not apologizing for being regular.
You don't need to apologize for being regular. I just need you to use the matches, boo. Matches, candle. Let's get some smell goods in there. And make sure you leave that fan on. You walk.
That fan don't work.
It do sometimes.
It's loud.
Exactly.
It makes you think that it works because
it's loud. I think it's a mental thing.
But it's not. It doesn't actually blow air.
Well, you know, your mind is very powerful.
Mikey.
If I mentally hear the fan, I'm like, okay, the smell is gone. And now I believe the smell is gone. Even if it isn't. Because I'm like, oh, that's where our daughter get it from.
Mikey. Fine. Whatever. So.
I love you. All right, love.
PDA. Whose first is it? Yours? You. Me?
Yes.
Okay. Again.
I'm tired of being emotional.
I feel like my takeaway was like a lot of PDA. So ultimately, I want you to know that I love you very much and I'm very proud of you, very excited for this job because it means you get off the road. And just a few weeks ago, really last week, you're like, Randy, I got to get out of my car. And I heard you, you know, and I'm thankful that we were in alignment and agreement in our prayer, even though they happened in two different locations.
Yes, ma'am.
When we came back together, we were saying the same shit. So, S-H-I-T. So, I'm happy that, that you have this job and this break and you get to stop driving. It'd be so nice to have you back at night. And it's just so nice to just have some semblance of like the family time we wanted. And you get a break, Mike. But ultimately what I want to say is your whole journey has inspired me and it's taught me so much about myself, about my limits, about my strengths, and about like just like my capacity to change and be better myself. And so, like I said, you have inspired me to, like, get back out there. And that is coming. Again, I stress that it's coming on Patreon because I really need to gather my thoughts. I really want to be clear. It's probably going to be, like, a 4-part series thing. But I've learned a lot about myself and about you. And this has just really inspired me. And it's just helped me out. on top of other things that we have also gone through that we haven't talked about here yet. Because I don't think there's a way to actually do it and be like good people. So, yeah, thank you so much for everything you teach me and have taught me during this process.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your turn.
Where to start? I miss y'all. And I know you know this. And I know you know that when I say I miss y'all, it goes deeper than, oh, it would be nice to be around you.
Yeah.
I have watched you do so much with the belief that, or because just simply because you had faith in me. And again, you had no reason to believe that I would be successful in any of this either, but you did follow my lead and you did accept that there was something that I wanted to do and that I had a plan and that I ultimately was doing it with our family's best interests in mind. No matter how hard it got, you knew I was going to see whatever through. People dropped off. People were committed. You understood how difficult it all was, but you also understood and, you know, said I'd be justified in like not doing it, but you knew me. You held it down with our daughter in a way that I could never have. And I don't know a lot of people who could have with the strength that you did. You and our daughter were my motivation. And because of you and my daughter, I did it. So thank you for everything during all of this. I'm going to get more emotional and break it down in more specific ways when I can like get you behind like closed doors and stuff. And then we'll double back on this podcast and share that with the world. Not in detail. Like they'll know like how I had your leg, but they won't
Mikey,
know
can't you how I entered.
I just want you to know Mikey. That I have designs for your BODY.
Mikey.
That are inappropriate and
stop
devilish Mikey. In nature.
Mikey.
But it's allowed because we're married.
We're married.
I just want you to know that like I'm back.
Mikey.
If that makes any, I think you know what I mean.
Please.
When I say that, like once your boy lose maybe additional 20 on top of this confidence I got. Like if the stamina match the confidence, different.
Drew
you know it hit different.
Hitting you because
she don't know what I'm saying. I'm holding my baby, but I'm talking about what I'm gonna
sleep,
do to
y'all.
My baby.
Can you please?
What I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying.
What are you saying?
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got you. I will always have you.
I know. Thank you. I'm only slightly afraid, but
don't be scared, baby. Ain't nothing to be afraid of, baby. You ain't gotta fear me.
Okay, so because we counted all the SHIT before the end, we about to go, y'all. Thank you again for listening. Yeah.
Anything to sign off with today? I'm gonna leave y'all with this. These indies have been fun.
They really have.
We really appreciate the feedback. I'm glad you all still like this podcast.
Yeah. And that y'all didn't leave us after the porn episode. We actually don't have a lot of downloads for that one.
Yeah.
Considering what we thought it would be.
What's up with the porn? Let us know what y'all think about the porn episode.
Maybe y'all just listen and you just listen on the way through and didn't have to download because you finished it at your desk or in your car. I'm serious. I don't download an episode unless I'm taking it like with me. Mm. But if I finished it, then I don't need to download it because that's space. So maybe it's a space thing.
Feedback. We thrive off of it. We love it. We need it.
Yeah.
This podcast was one of the things that remained constant through our storms,
even
through this entire
late.
Trial. And we, you know, again, we apologized for it, but it's a new day. I hope that y'all have been enjoying consistently getting
episodes.
Your episodes.
Yeah.
On the days we said y'all would get it. We do not plan on stopping that or letting up in any kind of way. So that's not going to change. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's PDA for you all.
Yeah. Thank y'all. So much. And thank you again for listening.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight dirty. Sex dirty. Fight clean. Dirty sex.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. I dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dug it. We're good. So, yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no up, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping Tyler. Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Ned Fulmer.
And I'm Ariel.
We're from The Try Guys, and we have a new podcast called Baby Steps. It's an irreverent parenting podcast, because parenting is not perfect.
We just had a newborn, baby Finn.
I got pooped on. Ariel has pink eye.
I don't have pink eye.
We talk to some experts. We even bring you 4 a.m. thoughts from our garden.
Oh my gosh, it's literally 4 a.m.
Just to go back here, I thought I got poop in my eye.
Yeah.
And that causes pink eye.
Parenting is a mess. We're a mess. You're a mess. Join us every Sunday. Listen to Baby Steps on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast recommends.